Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about our development as a mankind, about our abilities, about our intelligence, the evolution it went through over time, what new things are ahead. Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, we talked about our intelligence. We said that we're not really realizing ourselves the way we could. Humanity is dealing especially with the IQ, the cognitive abilities. Nowadays, more with the EQ, emotional intelligence, but all this is still not enough because lately a new type of intelligence started developing, spiritual intelligence called SQ. And researchers say that if we don't have that, then the other types of our intelligence won't develop properly because a person has further needs for the search of meaning, to accept things that we don't necessarily understand, the reality that we don't necessarily know, develop in unknown directions. Why do you think that in our times it is necessary to develop this new kind of intelligence? Because we've finished our development on the animate level, meaning according to our natural qualities and inclinations that used to appear. And therefore, now comes a new stage where both nature shows us that it's becoming integral and it demands of us to look at it in a completely different way. Not through different subjects like chemistry, physics, biology, geometry, and so on, but we have to see the general picture. Otherwise, we're destroying nature. And this should be our attitude. Also, our attitude towards mankind has to change. Because we always thought that these are the masters, these are the servants. And that's how it was in the times of slavery, feudalism, capitalism, and so on. We always segregated society into different parts, layers, and what are the relations between them, what's the difference between them, the currents and the wars between them, and suddenly we see that it doesn't work that way. That this way we're simply gonna completely destroy ourselves, especially now that we're reaching states where we don't have to work. In general, in the past, a country was strong if it had a billion people. Now we're reaching times where you don't have what to do with a billion people. Maybe you don't even need 100 million. I have robots to do everything. The army. In the past, the army were 1 million, 50 million. In China, it was, oh. Today, you don't need it. Today, you need one person with a button, and that's your army. So all the abilities we've developed, our intellect, our emotions, meaning today, we're reaching a change in our entire paradigm. That we have to see the reality that we exist in as a round one, an integral reality where everyone's interconnected. And it's not up to us, but nature suddenly showed us that we're interconnected. Previously, it's something that we did not reveal. Now we do. So we used to fight and this and that, and suddenly I discover he's my relative, and so on. And I no longer know what to do. With all of my previous abilities, where I always used to gain and succeed through struggle, now we have to discover that we're all close, everyone influences everyone else, and I don't know how to behave in this kind of network. And this network, it really stops me. It stops me. And I'm tied up because I don't have the intellectual and emotional ability to treat everyone equally, that everyone are close, everyone are as important to me as I am, because if I depend on them, if I'm dependent on them, then their success is mine. How can I treat them that way? I can't. And here we see that nature kind of brought us to a trap. And here we need a kind of intelligence that this is probably what you want to ask about. We need a new kind of intelligence, spiritual intelligence. Where will I take the right attitude from? How can I develop it? An approach, the ability to understand, to feel, to integrate in that new world that is now closing in on me. Suddenly we feel that nature is coming closer, closing us in this kind of network of connections between us in the entire universe and everything that's on Earth. And all of us between us into one system, which is the still, vegetative, animate, and the speaking. And I don't know how to do it. How can I, the egoist, integrate in this system in a way that I have to feel it as I feel myself, and to feel that, first of all, I depend on them, I'm 100% dependent on them, I influence them, they influence me, and we have to reach a state of mutual consideration and equivalence and mutual connection and really mutual guarantee where I'm for them and they're for me, so that we can promise our correct advancement into the future. This is the problem, and here we're lacking the so-called spiritual intelligence, meaning to feel that we are in an integral system. It's not just a small village. It's much more than that. It's a new perception of reality. So I want to understand, what do you mean? Because emotional intelligence also says that I have to take the emotions of others into consideration in order to exploit them. So what's the difference? Because this is the very opposite. So why is it exploitation? Even when I look at my family, I operate out of my own feeling in order for me to feel good. So a person who has emotional intelligence is aware of his own feelings and the feelings of others, and he behaves correctly with everyone. Yes, and my intention is for me to feel good. The way I treat my children, my wife, my relatives, or those that are further away, and so on, to the extent to which I measure that I'm dependent on them. It's still corporeal, egoistic intelligence, even though that it too is good. Suppose today were we all to know how interdependent we all are in terms of weapons and so on, then we'd treat each other differently. We simply can't acknowledge our interdependence, and we learn from blows. Also regarding ecology, from the hurricanes we learn that maybe we have to do something, but what? We don't know. This entire system is still unrevealed to us. Not that it's unrevealed, we're in it, but our ego, our perception of reality, doesn't help us, doesn't allow us to see that we're living in an integral global world, interconnected in all of its parts. On the inside, we're not that way, and therefore we can't see where we really are. So both the emotional intelligence, it allows me to maybe behave more successfully with my close environment, but it's insufficient in order to be able to perceive the kind of system I'm in. Right, because you're still talking about the linear, corporeal, egoistic intelligence, and I'm talking about a global intelligence, where we will receive the ability to perceive in a way that we perceive everything through one eye. What do you mean? One eye, meaning not regarding my own personal, narrow, individual ego, but regarding the success of the entire system, all of humanity, suppose. And how does it help a person who wants to succeed? were I this way, then suppose I were this way, I'd look at everyone as if they are truly my children. How would I then relate to the other people in the world? Sounds kind of impossible. You take care of them and so on. But we have no choice. This is the system that we're going into. And so we're lacking another type of intelligence. There's no choice in our current kind of intelligence, which is a linear, egoistic one, where one comes at the expense of the other, and so on. And not that it's round, where everyone's important as anyone else, as one. Everyone is as important as everyone else. There's no more or less. So a person that succeeded to this day by developing his egoistic and emotional abilities, why does he have to develop such intelligence? He reached a dead end, this person. He sees that he stumbles upon problems and troubles, that his entire intellectual development in different fields and realms doesn't give him happiness or a sense of confidence. And there is really a new world coming up that's becoming revealed that he's not intended to live in. He's not worthy of living in. He's like a little child that comes and grabs something from someone because it's good for him. You know, he can come up to you like children do because he doesn't understand what's going on. And the world is starting to demand of us a new kind of attitude where we understand and feel the entire system. And we relate to it as a whole. Meaning on the inside, we already have to become included of the same form as the external world. What's the connection between happiness, well-being, a sense of confidence, and intelligence? Happiness is what we're drawn to with our ego, so we can't achieve happiness unless today, we're correctly connected with nature. Otherwise, we see. All in all, we're very small animals. We've developed big weapons, evil forces that can blow up the bombs, and then Earth will be destroyed. But we can't do anything for the better. We have to know how do we become like nature? And what does it have to do with a person's intelligence or the development of intelligence? We have to understand that we are in a round integral system and that this is also how we have to be. Otherwise, we won't understand the system and we won't be able to save ourselves. So I want to understand the evolution of human intelligence. A few dozens of years ago, people talked about intellectual intelligence. Then we started measuring emotional intelligence. And you're saying that our mind and our emotions don't fit the future state that evolution is taking us to. So, if you can describe a bit the next kind of intelligence that's supposed to develop in us so that we'll be able to achieve the confidence and happiness, to feel humanity as a homogeneous society, interdependent, connected, without any differences between those that are close or further away, but all are as one integral mechanism, and I exist in this integral mechanism just like anyone else, and the well-being, the general well-being of society depends on each and every individual. Here, the individual and the collective are equal. We don't see it yet, but soon we'll reveal that even one person can change the fate of all of humanity. Really? It's terrible. It is, but this is what we'll discover. And what are we going to do then? To the extent to which we'll be ready, it'll become revealed, but we'll have to change. How do we develop this new kind of intelligence if till now we did different exercises? Exactly, exercises Therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah is being revealed now and shows us what we have to do. What develops more, the intellect, the emotions? Both. There can't be one without the other. Where I lack in emotions, I compensate with my intellect, and where I lack in intellect, I try to build emotional systems. What exactly, how does the mechanism work? The feeling of others, that we're interconnected in a way that we're interdependent. It's very inconvenient, unpleasant, it's against our nature, but humanity will have to make a very serious transformation here. So first of all, my emotions have to change from a sense of individualism and deafness towards others. Probably we'll experience many blows that will force us to look at the world differently, and humanity will go through tremendous suffering, maybe even world wars, until we'll decide that we have no choice. We have to understand the system of nature, which is the encompassing nature, the nature that's around us, and that nature isn't that much influenced by us, but that we're influenced by it and exist in it. And therefore, we should adjust ourselves as quickly as possible to the system that's being revealed now. You said that nowadays I treat people favorably in order for me to benefit as a result with my relatives, with whoever. Now, in this future intelligence that's supposed to develop, what will be a person's drive? To feel good or a different drive? Yeah, to feel good. But, finish your sentence. No, go ahead. But I feel that I'll be well off or I'll feel good only if everyone else does too. And first of all, everyone else should feel good, and then, as a result, at the end, I will also feel good. It's a terrible calculation. So all the pressure that we feel actually makes us smarten up. That we feel that we're interdependent and we're becoming more willing to open our hearts. There are two ways here, what we call the way of suffering or the way of light. The way of light is that force of unity and connection that we can get from nature, because nature is comprehensive and integral, and we as if can draw its energy, its nature, its force, and for it to work on us, and to make us also an inseparable, correctly arranged part with respect to the general nature. This is something that we can do by the way of light, the way of Torah. This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us. Or, if we don't advance, if we don't want it, we'll advance to it through blows. So suppose I want this path you're talking about. This is the matter of this new intelligence that we're talking about. So in what directions should my emotions develop? Towards uniting society. Very simple, because the still vegetative and animate, these levels, these parts of nature are interconnected, and we're merely destroying them. But it's not that we have to correct them. They're corrected along with human society to the extent to which they have to further integrate with us and we with them. And what we have to do is set our relations straight. And so we, human beings, aren't like the still, the vegetative, and the animate, aren't instinctively controlled by nature, but nature gave us freedom for us to manage ourselves as a homogeneous system ourselves. And here, both our intellect and our emotions, all the forms of our intelligence have to work. Why, if we'll advance towards a state of better connection and relations within the system, why will it advance our intelligence towards a new horizon? What's the connection between the positive connection between people and a development of a higher intelligence? It's not higher than what? Because if we'll know how to correctly connect, so that all of us will be, as it says, as one man and one heart, where love covers for all crimes, for all the egoistic forms. If we'll reach that, then, of course, we'll connect with all the lower degrees of nature. the still, the vegetative, and the animate. And why will it develop our intelligence? Suppose we learned how to correctly connect in a good way between us. By learning how to correctly connect with one another, we acquire the ability to see everyone through an eye that perceives, grasps everyone as one. That instead of seeing the world in a selective manner, in a way that's divided into billions of people and the still, the vegetative and animate, constantly seeing things through what's closer and what's further away from me. Because my sense, its sensitivity, what does it perceive? What does it grasp? It grasps what's closer, what's further away. White, blue, brown, man, coffee. Why do I perceive these things? Because they enter my perception and they build a gradation in me of what's more and less important for me, what's closer and more pleasant and what's less. And these degrees of more pleasant, more or less important, inside myself, in my mind, I decipher them as colors, sounds, smells, meaning according to my five senses. But behind my five senses works the will to receive that grades it according to what's better or worse for it. It has no other measures, like in a computer. Like 0 and 1. Suppose you build a box that can differentiate colors. Does it differentiate colors? In it, the colors are translated into different phenomena. The same with us. Meaning we have to reach a state where our inner program, our true inner program, where I differentiate between all these things, after I discern them through my ego stays. But I perceive them after all these differences, all important as one, because the world is integral. Meaning I need a new inner program. I need to acquire it, to really receive it from thin air. And it exists in nature, because nature, it's round, all of it. So I need a new program, not an egoistic one, but let's call it altruistic. Is it systemic? Systemic, of course. But what is the essence of this system? How will this new perception help me? You'll feel the world correctly, the way it is, and not the way it's split up in your egoistic perception into thousands and thousands and billions of forms. But you'll feel these forms, and besides these, you'll also feel other forms called the upper world. But all of them will be interconnected to one source. How will this influence my day-to-day life, my attitude towards life? You'll know how to handle yourself, how to behave, what are you living for, how to act correctly. Every time you'll do something, it'll be correct. Every time your action will be in direction of greater integration of the system. You'll do good in the world and to yourself, since you're integrated with everyone. So if suppose we talked on our previous show that nowadays there's a certain type of intelligence that's developed in people in this new perception that can be more systemic, how will we educate our children? In a group. In a group. That's the best. For them to know how to connect with one another. And as a result, they connect to the system on the highest degree. And they also find the meaning of life and their correct personal realization. Yeah. Another thing you said before, you said that if I develop this new vision, this new intelligence, I'll know how to act correctly. Right? Can you give me an example? How can I give you an example if, pardon my French, you don't have this intelligence? If you don't perceive the world as round, then what example can I give? To relate to the entire world, to treat them as your relatives, that they're close to you. to treat everyone as coming from one source. And you have to treat all the different things in the world as coming from one source. There are people that you hate, that you love, that you're far from them, that you're close to them. You have to start coming closer to everyone as one system. Isn't that dangerous? How can that be dangerous? Suppose I have enemies. Yeah. I'll start treating them as what? On the inside. Try to change your attitude. So you're not even talking about acting. This will come later. You're first of all talking about an inner attitude. Yeah. If to sum up everything that you taught us up till now, you said that we have to shift from a state where a person works according to an inner program that constantly calculates what's going to be good for me to a calculation of what's going to be good for everyone. Because everyone is me. I feel everyone as myself. Yeah. This, all of this is my entire system, that it seems to me that it's divided into the still, vegetative, animate, and the speaking. This is how my will to receive is divided and graded into these thousands of cells, that it's split up, it's shattered, it went through a shattering, and instead of seeing everything as one as I used to, now I see that everything's really divided into the still, vegetative, animate, speaking. And now, in my new perception, I have to arrange them and really bring them to one integral picture. This process you've just described, or more correctly, this new attitude towards everything around me, it sounds as if it demands tremendous inner efforts and resources. No. I have to correct myself. I have to acquire a new sense that will see the world as one, and then everything's going to be easy, and the mind and heart will be then balanced. Yeah, many times you use the term the heart understands, meaning a kind of connection between the mind and heart. Yeah, this is how it's going to be. Nothing will be segregated. Last question. This process you've just described, developing into this new intelligence, is it a process that every person will go through, or only the smart or the sensitive or the spiritual? Who'll go through this evolution? Every person. And what kind of world will we live in then, Dr. Lightman? Suppose we'll achieve this advanced intelligence. A world that is outside of our world. Our world, we entirely perceive it through our ego. And therefore, it has a very distorted form, shape. We cross into a new dimension. And there, we live above time, place, motion, everything. A perfect and complete eternal world. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. What's the most important thing to know on our way to this new intelligence? The new intelligence. Thank you very much, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.